this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and this is SkidRowStudios.com. If you feel like bothering us, it's 800-893-9562. I'm super excited about today. Me and Alex, we saved ourselves for today.
I hate today.
Yeah, we saved ourselves today, but we have a brewery here, and that means it's Jessica's worst day. I'm sorry, producer Jessica.
It's the worst day of my life.
Why?
And the reason is because Jessica has an allergy.
To alcohol.
To alcohol.
It's a real thing. It's a disease, and it's serious. Basically, if I drink, I vomit sober. And it's not cute.
No.
It's not a good look. And I don't think either one of you are willing to hold back my hair.
I'd like to see a doctor's note from this.
I think we need a doctor's note.
Doctors, yeah,
I mean, we all need to participate. They were kind enough to bring beer here for us to taste.
I am so grateful that
Jessica's allergy.
Two men here just for me, but they also brought booze for me. But I can't partake.
Because of your allergy.
Because of what is happening?
What is happening to you?
It's Jessica has an allergy.
Can I just talk about how much I hate both of you? Because going into this, they kept on saying, "Do you have the noise ready? Do you have the noise?" So I was like, "What? Do you guys have liners? What are you doing?"
We don't have liners, but you have an allergy.
That is not me. I hate both of you. Uh-huh. You guys can both suck my giant dick.
Hey, we're playing your favorite song.
That's true. Orwells. I love the Orwells.
We're going to play some Orwells, and then we're going to bring from Monrovia the Pacific Plate Brewery in here. It's going to be fucking fun.
It's going to be awesome. I'm pretty excited about it.
Stay tuned, guys.
Even if I were blind, desperate, starved and begging for it on a desert island, you'd be the last thing I'd ever fuck.
She lied, too late, goodbye, goodbye.
were blind, desperate, starved and begging for it on a desert island, you'd be the last thing I'd ever fuck.
We'll be right back. Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to Planet Cacophony. My name's Dan Pacinillo. I got my friend, producer, co-host Jessica here with me, Alex.
Say, did you forget my name for
no,
a second?
No, I was elaborating on what you were.
Okay. Huh.
That's all.
All right.
This is Skid Row Studios, and across from me, I have the Pacific Plate Brewery guys here. I got Steven and Jonathan. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you guys?
How's it going?
We're doing pretty good.
What's up?
You guys having a good time? You enjoying the tunes?
Having a blast.
Awesome. So you guys are a brewery that's based out of Monrovia, which is awesome because it's like right up the street from my house, and I've been there, and it's been a really cool spot. I mean, how long have you guys been doing this?
We opened up the brewery doors about 9 months ago.
So you guys, that's early. When I walked in there, I think it was about 7 months.
Yeah.
I think I remember you guys make some really great stuff.
Thank you.
What's interesting to me is, I mean, you have a BA in history from UCLA, and you have a BA in philosophy.
Yes.
What made you guys decide to make beer for business?
Well, I mean, we were actually just working. We were co-workers
at
our previous place of employment.
Which was?
LegalZoom.com.
Oh, no
I've
way.
I've heard of that.
You guys used to work for LegalZoom?
Yeah, I actually worked for them for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I probably helped over 100,000 people.
He's being humble because he was the top dog there.
Was he?
I was.
Look at Jonathan, Mr. Wow. LegalZoom.
They actually asked me to leave to go to Texas to manage a team out there.
And you're like, no, I want to make beer?
No.
Beer?
So then we just started homebrewing as buddies. And then we started actually making certain styles of beer, people that wanted to try it.
IPA,
things like that. And then we'd have private parties at our house or whatever that we'd
And everybody come
friends.
Over and try your stuff.
Yeah.
And just share it with your friends for a while, right?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, I'm sure it was. That's cool. I mean, how did you guys turn that into a business, though, from just your guys' backyard?
Well, I started homebrewing about 6 years ago, and I was really passionate about it. And when I met John, it's a really funny story, because I probably spent about 2 years saving a lot of money to buy all the equipment that I needed.
Right, the carboys and the glass and the pumps.
Any design stuff. Like, I saw early designs of
equations.
Manifolds. Yeah.
Math.
You guys are geniuses. We got to remember that.
And in one
that
weekend.
True.
No, you guys are geniuses.
It took me 3 times to pass college algebra. That's how
I don't think I passed it.
Oh, that's a lie.
But when you're like, we're going to make beer, you got down to it, and you're like, I'm going to learn some math.
Well, yeah, but the story goes that in one weekend, John bought all the equipment that I spent 2 years acquiring.
Yeah.
And he just mirrored my exact setup. And he's like, hey, he goes to me at work, hey, Kushian. Bought some homebrewing equipment this weekend.
I was just as creepy as that.
You sound a little rapey.
Were you whispering?
I got some tanks.
Well, I got some pumps. We were in a cubicle,
and
honestly,
you had to whisper. That is awesome.
Hey, Kushian. Sounds
like a pretty sexy liner to me, Dan.
Hey, Gish. I got some pumps.
You want to start Pacific Plate?
Yes.
Thanks, Alex.
We started brewing together, and we just got real serious about it. I mean, it was stress relief, and it was a ton of fun. And
yeah, I've done a few home brews myself. It is magical, like just sitting there and stirring the pot and doing the whole thing, and then you taste it after, and it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And I've had your guys' beer, and it's great. We're going to get to that in a little bit here. So what breweries did you guys, like, look up to, and where did you guys decide to deviate from to get your beers?
I think at some point, and it was definitely one drunken night.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't even one of us. It was, like, one of our buddies. And he's this Mexican guy, Eric.
Yeah.
I'll shout out to Eric because this was a great idea. Eric the Mexican guy. He goes, you guys should make horchata stout.
Yeah. I know. I saw your website and that's the one that made me go, what the hell?
That's what we said.
Dude. Yeah.
That's
what we said. You should make some horchata stout.
Yeah. And so we did. And it was supposed to just be a one-off and just kind of a specialty thing. And it was so popular, we kept having to make more and more.
Yeah.
And now it's our best-selling beer. Now people come from far away just to have
That horchata stout.
Awesome.
You know, like when we were just craft beer drinkers, we would go to Eagle Rock Brewery a lot.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
Great stuff. I love Revolution.
We were sitting in their tap room thinking, we would love to have a tap room like this one day.
I had the same like epiphany at the Stone Brewery with like fountain and stuff. You're just sitting there and everything's kind of cold because all the stone. You're like, God, can we just do this?
Yeah. I think that's what it was. We just said, can we just do this? And so we did.
Yeah.
We did. I mean, the official story is what? We quit our jobs, right?
Yeah, that's the official
story. We quit our jobs and decided to start Pacific Plate.
Yeah.
So you gave the finger to LegalZoom and said, we're making beer. That is awesome.
Something like that. And, you know, we're young enough to where, you know, if everything were to fail,
right,
we would still
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was just the right time, the right place. We met the right people. Mm-hmm. One of our current investors is Loud and Obnoxious. They do a lot of screen printing, t-shirts, advertising stickers.
Is that who does your merch?
They do our merch.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome merch, by the way.
Yeah, I love the back of the shirt. I tap that with the keg. That's golden.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the first thing I saw
awesome.
When
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, is I tap that. I mean, I say that every day, so I feel like that's just made for me.
Yeah, show that to the camera.
Yeah, show it to the camera.
Right over there.
I tap that.
Because it's a keg.
Yeah. Did you guys know it's because of a keg?
It's
a euphemism for sex.
Hey, Dan, I think it's because it's a keg.
Yeah, I think I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that.
I think that's what it is.
So, I mean, taking it from your backyard to the actual, what you guys are at now, what is that process like? I mean, the tanks are got to be like huge, and how does it go? What's your day like?
Yeah, the actual brewing process like?
Well, the brewing process for us is we actually do triple batches.
Right.
So we have a one barrel brew house, which means that we brew essentially 31 gallons of beer or two normal size kegs at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're categorized as actually a nano brewery.
Right.
So that process to brew three times in a row using offsetting techniques and transferring processes takes about 12 to 15 hours.
Geniuses.
And then we do that, right? You know, at least we try to do that twice a week if we can. And then we have three barrel fermenters. We have a couple of one-barrel fermenters. So just depending on what space we have, we get it out.
The beer gods. This is insane. That's so cool.
It's crazy because we're so small, and I really don't think that there's that many breweries in California or the world, for that matter, that are as small as us.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just brewing all the time, and it's a ton of work, and we're at max capacity.
But you guys love it.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are living it up right now, aren't you? That's so awesome. And we're on the topic of beer and how nostalgic it can be and how comforting. Do you remember the first time you had a beer?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry for that.
No, that's okay.
I want to buy that on my
You want that for your ringtone? You should have that so when people call and you put them on hold.
That's what happens. No, that right there is what happens when Jessica leaves early and lets them record liners on themselves. That is what happens right there.
Awesome.
So whole point of that is, do you remember?
Yeah, do you remember either your first beer or the first time you remember catching a real buzz?
I remember my first beer.
Don't you dare. You stop that, Alex. I hate you.
Jesus.
I'm not kidding. I was 21 years old.
Your first beer, 21.
Not kidding. This is what happens when you don't let your kids drink, parents.
I'm going to quit my job and open a brewery.
They leave their legal job to start a brewery. Yeah. I love it.
It was a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. No kidding.
That's a great first beer. I had a warm Budweiser. Oh. And I remember it was on the table and I sipped and I was like, what the? I was little, you know.
I'm pretty sure I still do that with warm Budweiser.
Well, I'm sure you do. What about you, Jonathan?
Well, I mean, there's actual photographic evidence of me tapping a keg before I'm old enough to really walk very well.
Can you send that to me? I would love to make a sticker out of that.
Like a little, I guess it's a curb. Mm-hmm. So that's how tall I am.
Oh, my God.
And it's not a big keg. It's one of those German mini kegs.
Yeah, the narrow.
At the time.
No. I had home. It was in that little keg. No, and then there's one of the giant glass steins that's on the ground, and I'm tapping it, and I have my Mickey Mouse shirt on, and I'm just like this.
You're going to have to email this to me. We're going to go.
I don't know. My dad might not want that.
Okay. No, well, personally, just so I can see.
All right. I'll
see
if I can find it.
We need that.
We're going to go to some music here, and we're going to come back on, and we're going to taste your beer. I'm so excited to taste your beer. So that's Pacific Plate Brewery. This is a Pint of Cacophony.
My name is Connery, and I'm listening to Pint of
Cacophony.
Cacophony?
Take four.
Hold on. Let me get this in my mouth first.
What? Be specific, please. Lighting up a cigarette.
My name is Connery. You're listening to a Pint of Cacophony, and my best friend is Dan.
Oh, thank you.
Thousand sperm, and you were the fastest.
Wait.
Welcome, children, to the Pacific Plate Brewery.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Hold your breath, make a wish, count to three. Oh, shit. Dan's in the river of beer.
Nein, it's beer.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa loompa doopa dee dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan, and this is Skid Row Studios. That last set was just a little nod out to the desert, because this Saturday, we're going to be at Rancho de la Luna Presents Dave Catching's Incredible Pappy and Harriet's Birthday Spectacular. Check out this lineup, Alex. You've got to be excited.
I'm very excited.
Eagles of Death Metal, Fatso Jetson. We've had Mario in here before. It's so great. Chris Goss, Jessica Von Rabbit, and there's so many more bands playing.
Yes.
That's out in Pioneer Town. Gonna be off.
Look for us.
Yeah, we're gonna be there, and we're gonna be recording audio and getting crowd reactions and all that stuff. Trust me, you'll hear about it when we get back. But more importantly, for right now, Pacific Bay Brewery's here.
Hey. Brewery?
Brewery.
How many did you have during the break? It's a Pacific Bay
Brewing Company. I actually answered the phone like that. Like something terrible happens.
Oh,
and I just couldn't get my words. Hello, it's Pacific Alberto.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
The last
sometimes.
Time that I ever let him answer the phone.
I don't answer the phone.
I'm super stoked about right now because you guys brought your beer and we're going to try this. And we have Cheyenne here, our production assistant, and our buddy Matt here, coworker of ours. And let's do the beer thing. Why don't you take us through this? But we're gonna play a game with these beers. We're gonna drink. We're gonna taste the beers, and then we want to hear some shitty names that we're gonna name. Let's just name these beers as we go, just based off of what they taste like. You know, let's go through them. First off,
get ready.
Are you ready?
Say my name. Say my name. You're looking kind of sexy. Say, baby, I'm wasted from all this Hennessy. Say my name, say my name. I'm feeling kind of frisky. My vision's getting blurry while the sun is changed.
I'm
sorry.
Who's the high pitch one? Is that you?
Yeah, that was. They're all dead.
That was unbelievable.
Thank you.
I would guess Alex is the baritone. Yeah.
Yes.
I just thought of two guys really gripping each other's balls.
We were close.
I mean, it was an awful experience on this.
It's a family show.
It's a family show here.
Come on, man.
Why don't you take us through the first beer here?
Yeah.
You got six over there?
We got
and
six.
A Coors Light.
Yeah.
You brought a Coors Light?
Well, that's a joke here.
Somebody left it at the brewery.
Yeah.
I mean,
somebody brought a Coors Light into.
Left a Coors Light at our brewery, and we've been looking at it for like basically the whole 9 months.
Yeah.
So you brought it to us?
Yeah.
Like when a cat like drops off like a dead rat and like, we brought you this gift. Yeah. It's a Coors Light.
Exactly.
It's like leaving a flaming bag of shit on someone's door.
It's that dang poop again.
Leave a Coors Light at a brewery.
Let's do this. Let's taste the beer.
Yeah.
Well, first beer is our agave wheat.
The agave wheat. I've had this one.
You
want to
bring it over here and open it?
Yeah, let me grab it.
You can go ahead and get it. Why don't you tell me about the agave wheat?
Sure. The agave wheat is an American wheat beer that is kind of like a really nice introduction to craft beer because it's going to be of nice, not too hoppy,
right?
Not too crazy or off the books from somebody that's normally a Coors or a Budweiser drinker.
Like that Coors Light sitting over there.
Yeah.
We should start with that.
Should we start with the Coors? So everything else is phenomenal.
Just to get our really taste buds give ready. You an idea.
So how do you guys get that in creation? Like, what took you from making a wheat beer to add the agave in there? I mean, agave normally is used in tequila.
I think yes. That was the whole idea behind it is we said, what kind of exotic ingredient can we put in this beer that isn't traditionally found in beer? And agave is an incredible sugar source.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Low glycemic index. You know, a lot of people choose it because of that.
It adds a really nice earthiness.
Yep. It looks beautiful. Look at it over there. It's so golden.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Matt's Manhattan Project.
It's just a great place to start for so many people.
I can smell it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
That looks so good.
Is there one for Alex?
Thank you. I want one.
Did Alex get one?
I want one.
Alex is like, can you give me one through the window?
My mouth got water.
We'll get you one on the
All right, well, first off, thanks for bringing the beer.
Of course.
And it's golden. And let's. This is the agave wheat from Pacific Flavor.
Salud.
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 Right there. Hands by your side for $300. Listen and name that beer.
All right, so let's name this beer.
I'm going to go with...
it's tasty.
Agave wheat? No.
Let's take it.
Unicorn urine.
Oh, man, I got kangaroo juice.
Oh, wow.
Kangaroo juice.
I don't know. What do you think? Like, on the Outback, you get a little kangaroo juice. Cools you off, refreshing. Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the similar take that you're going. I'm going to go Southside Dingo.
Outside Dingo.
I was going to say Jesus Tug Job.
Ooh.
I'm going to call it Jungle Water.
Jungle Water. No, this is absolutely delicious. This is really good.
Thank you.
I think I've got one.
Why did mine have one?
What's your one?
Brokeback Sweat.
I love that. Brokeback Sweat. I'm sorry, I got to have this.
Oh, that was really good.
So super refreshing.
No, yeah, no kidding. Body. Especially for the summer. Like, God, I want to go swimming.
Yeah, it's got a nice hoppiness, too. You know.
Yeah, I know. It really
Northwest
does.
Northwest hops in there to bring out that character. So
cool. Let's move on to the next one. That was great.
Right. What do we got
here? Yeah, what's this next one we have?
Missing a couple.
I know.
Uh-oh. They're in the bucket.
Oh.
They're in the bucket.
Next, we're going to have our spring ale.
Which is in the bucket. You want me to grab it?
Okay. Do you want to tell us about it while he grabs it?
I would grab it for you.
Nobody wants to grab it. The spring ale is also an American wheat style like the agave wheat. So it uses both wheat and barley and the same California yeast strain. But we've added a bunch of really nice botanicals to that. And we've added lemongrass.
Oh, man.
Ginger, fresh grated ginger, and fresh grated lemon and lime zest.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
And what's this one called again?
This is our San Gabriel Spring Ale. Mm. And, I mean, I kind of have trouble naming beers, which is kind of funny that we're playing this game. This is one that we actually named after something, and the inspiration was I took a trip up the highway in Azusa to San Gabriel River.
Right.
This, really beautiful up there and so much inspiration. And that's where I got the whole idea to do a spring beer with all the
with those spring flavors. And yeah. That's awesome. The lemongrass. Like, yeah. Is it prominent, the lemongrass?
It's really prominent.
Oh, yeah. God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're going to pass that over there? Thanks. I've been to your tap room, and you guys actually have it open to the public, which I love. So yeah. We can actually walk in and see you guys making your beer, and you'll be like, hey, would you like some? And mm-hmm. You'll pour us some beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really awesome. Happened. And you're 2 blocks from my house in Monrovia, and it's wonderful.
You know, we're also family-friendly. Since we're not a bar, we are a manufacturing plant. It's not 21 and up. So people can bring families.
And And I noticed that. Like, what do you have in your tap room to for the family to do while, you know,
we've got tons of board games.
I saw you guys had the benches, and everybody's just having, you know, some nice style agave wheats or whatever and playing Monopoly or whatever board games you guys do have.
Jenga.
Yeah.
Jenga's where it's at.
That is the most popular.
I think we're working on life-size Jenga.
Life-size Jenga with a waiver to not let your child near it.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Let's taste this one. Let's do it. You weren't kidding about that lemongrass. That is right on top.
Wow. You can taste it.
You can really taste it.
You can.
It's like getting slapped in the face with lemongrass.
But it's good though. You're right. Like, I can get that light kind of springtime feel from this. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's only 4.5% alcohol, so really drinkable, light in body, but mm-hmm. tons of botanicals right on the palate.
So name that beer.
Oh. You go.
You go.
Right there. Hands by your side for $300. Listen and name that
beer. What is it?
I'm going to go with Pad Thai toilet water.
Wow.
Really?
You're coming up with some
I don't know, man. I'm trying to
what
go.
What about a positive name?
This is. I thought we were doing bad names.
Well, I got tainted taint.
That's
I don't know.
I'm gonna say Golden Showers in Tahiti.
In Tahiti?
In Tahiti, specifically.
Okay. Golden Showers in Tahiti.
I say ginger carpet, ginger curtains.
Okay. Mine would be when life gives you lemons with a question mark.
Then that's it. That's not bad. I could see that on a bottle.
Dot, 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 or no dot, dot, dot.
Oh, apparently that was Jessica's. Good job, Alex.
Is the answer have a lemon party?
Why don't you tell us where to get where can we get your beer? I mean, you guys have the tap room in Monrovia, but where can people find you guys and your beer?
Well, there's definitely a couple of bars that carry our beer
in Monrovia.
In Monrovia and Pasadena, it's there's kind of some weird laws that dictate how you can advertise that.
Really?
So we can't exactly tell you where to get our beer on the air.
So how about we just the website.
The website is a great place to go.
You guys are on Facebook. You're on Instagram. Facebook.
Yeah, if you're in Pasadena or Monrovia, there are places that do serve our beer. And feel free to send us an email, info@pacificplatebrewing.com.
Yep.
And we'll get back to you with where you can get our beer.
info@pacificplatebrewery.com. And we'll give you those.
Pacificplatebrewing.
Brewing.com.
Yep.
Got it. And that we'll get you your beer. You can try this agave wheat.
But a great place to get it is the actual tap room.
Yeah, I know. You have to go there and you get to meet these guys. That's the best part. They're actually in there in the back making your beer.
Yep.
And serving it to you, and you get to talk to them. They'll tell you exactly what they are and everything.
There's a lot of cool kinds there too.
We've put out almost 30 different styles.
30
so far.
Different beers since we've opened,
We have a criminal hygiene giveaway because Alex's dumbass bought a CD while they gave us four of them. He had a little slip up and he bought a CD. So you guys get to get a CD.
It's the red vinyl. It's a 7-inch red vinyl.
Oh, that's what I meant, their album.
Yes. The 7-inch red vinyl is
the one
for
we've
grads.
Been playing with Bye Bye and Withdrawn and Solon City. Where's the camera?
It's
right
over
here.
There. Over
that's
there.
Over there. That one. This one. So on Facebook, we're going to post Name That Shitty Beer. And you guys just go ahead and write, name that shitty beer, and we're going to pick the funniest one, and we'll message you guys and get this thing mailed out to you, and it's awesome. You guys are going to love it. You heard it earlier. Let's go into some tunes, and we'll have you back on here, and we'll say goodbye and all that stuff. Thank you.
I hate your stinking guts. You make me vomit. You're scum between my toes. Buff, Alf, Alf.
What we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
I see you roll your way into the semis. Dios mio, man. Liam and me, we're gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Let me tell you something, pendejo. You pull any of your crazy shit with us, you flash a piece of the lanes, I'll take it from you. Stick it up your ass and pull the trigger till it goes click, click.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Pacific Plate Brewery.
What happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You should get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuquay at Fuquay Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquaylawcenter.com. Fuquay Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Pint of Coffee.
Nice,
I know. Mike's on Dan. My name's Dan Patrinello. We're here with Pacific Plate Brewery. I said it right this
brewery.
Time.
That is an impossible
brewery.
Word.
Brewery. We were doing this earlier when we were recording the liners. Brewery. Every screw up was with the word brewery.
Did you guys do Pacifico Pareto Brewery?
not like you. Not like you. But what's this beer that we're going to be sipping while I tell this story?
This is our Copa de Oro Belgian Golden Ale. And this is our beer that is available at various bars and restaurants across the San Gabriel Valley. So definitely look out for that. It is 7.4% alcohol.
Mm.
And it is spiced with coriander and fresh grated orange zest.
Oh, my God.
And it has a little
bit. They just don't stop.
Yeah, it has a little bit of cane sugar added to it to kind of bump up that alcohol content. But it's
one
of our
most
popular beers.
Yeah,
it's absolutely delicious. I'm coming by for growlers. I am definitely coming by for growlers. It does. I can see that.
I'm going to come by just to hang out.
You should. We'll play board games. We'll play board games.
I hate board games.
What about life-size Jenga?
Jenga?
Life-size Jenga.
All right. We'll hang out. So the way we communicate here on A Pint of Cacophony, during the week, we keep a Facebook chat open just with the team, just so like we can always keep in touch. Like if somebody has an idea, we throw it in there. And every once in a while, it gets a little out of control because, you know, we'll go off tangents and somebody will be busy and nobody's paying attention. And just like last week, Jessica woke up at 3 a.m. with 99 messages because me and Alex were talking about, I don't even know what anymore.
We have the random conversations.
We had hearts of hearts, yeah. But in the business, like, email. And so I'm at a show. I was at the Criminal Hygiene show.
I had to miss out on. I'm so bummed I missed that show.
I was about to go there, and they played with Twin Peaks and Eagles, and it was awesome. And my phone's just buzzing. I'm like, what the hell? And I go ahead and look at it, and all I get is, Alex, I'm going to kill you. And I'm going to rip off your head and shit down your neck into your corpse. This is Jessica in the group chat.
That's how she started the conversation.
And I'm like, and I go, what did I do? And then it goes, then I'm going to bring you back to life so you can be grossed out for a second before I kill you again. You're like, man, that's a bad way to die. And keep in mind, I'm like sitting here trying to figure out what the hell you guys are even talking about. Apparently, she goes on.
I was shitting my pants, dude.
I'm super adorable.
Keep going.
I think it's what we can.
She goes on to say, you tried to post as yourself on her Facebook, but you logged into A Pint of Cacophony on Facebook, and you messed up the date of your own show. Good job. So he was posting about his band show, posted it twice.
Yeah, so here's what happened. I got a message from someone on the lineup saying, hey, can you post this? So I was like, sure, why not? Like, I would love to support, especially since our lovely Alex is part of that show.
Ash Wednesday,
idiot. And then he decides to post the same picture, except he gets the date of the show wrong, which is really dumb because he was on the lineup. He was playing that show.
Okay, to be fair, I just put tonight. It was a mistake. Well,
what do you mean, to be fair? Tonight is the wrong date. You're promoting a show like a week from now. You're like, tonight, guys.
I meant tomorrow. It was a mistake.
And he was logged in under his own, under ours, when he thought it was his own personal Facebook. So we also screwed that up.
And speaking of that, miss, never guilty.
I think it's time to go to Tunes, maybe. Yeah.
No. Let's find out, where can we find you guys? Information, where do we find Pacific Plate?
Pacific Plate. You just email us at info@pacificplatebrewingcompany.com. We'll get you the information on the bars and restaurants.
Where to find your guys' beverages.
The law is weird. You have to ask us as customers.
All right, we will ask you.
And then we can tell you.
We can also follow you guys on Facebook and Instagram. Follow, yeah. You guys have Twitter as well?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. everything on our website gets updated from the Facebook page.
Okay.
But if you want to get to know a little bit about us, it has pictures of us while we were building the brewery.
So it has the whole process in there. You guys putting gravel down.
There's a lot of fun stuff on there.
Also, my personal cell phone number's on the website. So if you want to call the talk.
We should start calling him.
Let's pimp this shit.
A couple
out.
Mondays from now, you're going to be like, why is this happening? What?
You know, I've gone 9 months and I haven't felt like that yet. So far, I get
seven calls a day.
I think the real question here, too, is do you guys screw up on your social media like me and Alex do? Because let it be known that for all this shit I gave Alex, I did the exact same thing tonight, where I posted on A Pint of Cacophony's Instagram thinking it was my own
It was a picture of herself with the Criminal Hygiene record going, oh, my God, I love these guys. And she posted it on our show page.
So, but I feel like you guys are a lot more professional than that.
I don't know why you feel like that.
Because you guys are scientists. You made amazing beer.
That's true.
I'm so happy you guys came.
There's a picture of us, you know, cutting concrete.
I saw that.
And my brother is sitting on the toilet, naked. He's
naked.
Pantsless.
Naked.
Pantsless. And I'm just shoveling dirt. I mean, the toilet doesn't work.
We're building the brewery.
But yeah, it was a joke. My grandparents saw it and they got really upset.
Imagine what the listeners must think that this picture is of. And
my brother is faking taking a dump. So he's not actually going to the bathroom, but he did pull down his pants and sit down. He's reading a magazine, and I'm just working in the bathroom.
And this is on
Facebook.
It's like
a 10-foot drop. Right in front of the toilet. Yeah, we dug out all of the floor.
Yeah, there's no floor in front of him, and I'm shoveling it out.
It's like a toilet on a stick.
Yeah. That is awesome. That's awesome. We're going to dig that up.
Yeah.
But we have to bring this show to a close. And you can also follow Pint of Cacophony on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on Twitter. And let's go out with The Noise. This happened yesterday. Alex, why don't you tell us about The Noise? You have it already.
Yeah, The Noise is something... Well, while we were recording your liners for tonight...
This was for you guys.
Yeah, we there's a couple outtakes and something just really weird.
It was weird. We did a lot of takes for this thing. I don't remember what... I think it was part of a song. I don't remember. But we were chopping it up and I heard this noise. I'm like, that did not come out of a human, but it was Alex.
Six out.
Plato Brewery.
Did you hear the noise?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you didn't hear it, here it is.
That came out of his throat in the middle of Plate and Brewery. I don't understand.
That was for you guys. That was,
thank you.
We saved it for you.
Thank you.
We just saved it for you. You can catch us here next Monday. Alexander Fuque, the attorney, will be here, and it's going to be great. So, once again, thanks, guys. And this is Skid Row Studios.
We want to come back again.
Do you? Absolutely. Wonderful.
We'll make that
anytime you want.
We'll bring more beer next time.
Yeah.
We didn't know how much to bring, so we'll step it up.
All right, well, here's sausage. Good night, guys.
I'm calling you, private. Sir, 5'9", sir!
5'9", I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
Oh,
Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No. Your face does.
We should have a toga party with Pacific Plate Brewery.
Como?
Dude, a toga party.
Nah.
Dude.
Toga! Toga!
I think they like the idea, who?
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.